So we'll jump into runtime in just a minute, but we wanted to give you guys a kind of high-level overview of the game really quickly, and wanted to kind of share with you something we do with the team. Every week we have our team meetings, and we, since the day this game was greenlit, we kind of walked through five questions that kind of define the game, and I won't ask you guys to shout out the answers because you don't know them yet, but I read the question, the entire team shouts out the answer and make sure we're all on the same page. So the first is, what is the vision for the Force? And when we kicked off The Force Unleashed, we didn't know what it would be called at that point. We just knew that we wanted to tell the next chapter in the Star Wars saga, and we wanted to be able to kind of reimagine something about Star Wars in a new way. At the same time, we wanted to focus on simulation-based gameplay as a studio as a whole, because at LucasArts, we really feel that that's kind of the direction that we need to head, especially on next gen, in order to create kind of unpredictable and surprising experiences for the player. So naturally, the Force came to mind as a great tool for driving simulation-based gameplay. It's something you can use to manipulate anything in the environment. It can set off chain reactions. It can start simulations going. So we knew we wanted to focus around the Force. Now, how are we going to reimagine that? And we came up with this concept of the Force Unleashed. So the answer to that question is, the vision for the Force Unleashed, and it's the Force amped up, over the top, out of control. The next question is, what's the core gameplay? What's that thing that has to be fun from the very first time you do it to the last time you do it? Other games, it might be shooting bad guys. For us, we came up with this notion of kicking ass with the Force. Defeating an enemy with the Force has to be fun from the very first time you do it, the very first time you hit that push button or the lightning button, to the last time you do it. And we do that through constantly allowing you to rank up your powers, to become more powerful, giving you more engaging and tactically challenging setups and enemies, and more interactive environments. When does the game take place? This is the next chapter in the Star Wars saga, so it takes place between episodes 3 and 4. It bridges the gap between the two trilogies. We worked very closely with George Lucas on defining that era and defining the types of characters that might inhabit that era and the type of character that you might be. It's a great time to set a game because it's a completely untapped time period. It's a very dark time. Darth Vader's on the hunt for the last of the Jedi. The Empire is solidifying its power across the galaxy, and we were very excited about deciding to kind of drive with that time period. So who are you? Most of you probably already know the answer to this. You're Darth Vader's secret apprentice. This is a brand new character that we created, again, with input from George Lucas. This is a character that Darth Vader has found and trained in order to help him hunt down the last of the Jedi. And then, what is the theme of the story? So again, we wanted to create an epic story that felt like a true Star Wars story. We wanted to build it on a theme that was familiar to everybody who had seen the movies. And again, talking to George Lucas, the theme of the story that we came up with was redemption. So while you start as Darth Vader's secret apprentice, that's not necessarily how you'll end the game. All right.